With SR News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Meteorologist Brian Jackson with the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center is warning that for much of the nation, more frigid conditions are on the way.
There's a strong Arctic cold front that'll move across the northern plains and the Great Lakes and the Midwest Thursday into Friday. So yeah, a lot of Arctic air and real cold, coldest air of the season. So they've had a lot of cold air already across the northern tier of the country, but this will be the coldest yet.
The National Weather Service warned of great swaths of heavy snow, sleet, and treacherous freezing rain starting Friday in much of the nation's midsection and then shifting toward the East Coast through Sunday. There's a baby in the vice president's future.
Vice President J.D. Vance and his wife, Second Lady Usha Vance, are expecting their fourth child. The couple announced Tuesday that Usha Vance is pregnant with a boy who is expected to be born in late July. The announcement comes as the Republican vice president has spent years passionately advocating for Americans to have more children. The baby will join the Vance's other three kids, Yuan, Vivek, and Maribel. The couple took to social media to thank military doctors and staff members, whom they said, quote, ensure that we can serve the country while enjoying a wonderful life with our children.
Correspondent Mike Pozzoli reporting. U.S. forces have boarded and taken control of a seventh oil tanker connected with Venezuela. It's part of the Trump administration's broader efforts to take control of the South American country's oil. On Wall Street, a rough day as the Dow was down by 870 points. The Nasdaq dropped 561. The S&P 500 lower by 143. This is SRN News. The ACLU is running a transgender sports ad, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The spot, which you can see on YouTube, features various celebrities encouraging males to play sports against females. The ad tells the viewer that in sports, an individual can, quote, be who they really are. The ACLU campaign has sparked a backlash amongst female athletes. Posting on X, former national artistic gymnastic champion Jennifer Say says, quote, women's sports are for women only. Take your identity affirmation elsewhere. Michael Harrington reporting.
A British police chief who recommended that fans from an Israeli soccer team be banned from attending a match against an English team last year has stepped down amid criticism. Craig Guilford, the chief constable of West Midlands Police, is bowing to mounting pressure for him to quit over the controversy. A government report found that the chief's decision overstated the threat. This is SRN News. Two former star outfielders are set to join Jeff Kent in immortality this summer after being elected to baseball's Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh reports.
Carlos Beltran and Andrew Jones have been elected to baseball's Hall of Fame. Beltran received 84.2% of the votes from the Baseball Writers Association of America in his fourth ballot appearance. Jones was picked on 78.4% of ballots in his ninth appearance. Chase Utley was the only other candidate to get at least half of the vote at 59.1%. Alex Rodriguez received 40% in his fifth appearance. Manny Ramirez received 38.8% in his 10th and final appearance. There were 11 blank ballots. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.